前呢，我们先祝福我们今天晚上的时间啊，我们请那个 Harold 的长老给我们带领我们做开始的祷告。
Lord, we're happy to be together this evening. We want to thank you for giving us the privilege.
主，我们很高兴今天能够一起聚集在这里，我们感谢您给我们这样的荣幸。
Lord, we've come tonight because we're hungry. We want to learn more about the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to learn more about His ways, His plans for us, and the hope that we can have in Him.
主，我们今天来是因为我们很饥渴，我们想更多的了解主，也了解他在我们身上的计划，他的旨意。
You have promised to send the Holy Spirit to teach us, and we're claiming that promise this evening.
您曾经应许会给我们圣灵，我们今天就向您宣告这样的应许，求圣灵来帮助我们。
So Lord, we just pray that you will be with each one, those who are here in the chapel, in the audience, those who are on Zoom. Lord, would you bless each one of us?
主，我们祈求您祝福我们的每一位啊，包括在现场的每一位和在 Zoom 上的每一位。
We pray that you will send along others to enjoy the blessing as well.
我们也祈求您派别人一起加入我们，一起跟我们享受这样的祝福。
So like Samuel of old, we would say, "Speak, Lord, because we're your servants and we want to hear you."
就像撒母耳曾经说的，他说：“主啊，请说，仆人在此。我们是您的仆人，我们也在此听。”
And we pray all this and give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告和感恩是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Summers. Well, last week we looked at the coming of this man, came through the womb of a virgin.
我们上个星期呢学到了主耶稣基督来到这个世上，他是借着一个妇人的身体怀孕的来降生在这个世上的。
And there are very few events that were recorded in his first 30 years on this earth.
那他在这世上过的前30年呢关于发生的事情的记载呢非常少。
There was only one incident, and that was when he was 12 years of age.
那只记载了一件事呢，就是发生在他12岁那一年。
But the Lord Jesus, God manifest in the flesh, God walking among men,
主耶稣他是道成肉身的神，他是神行走在人的中间。
There was nothing was recorded except for that brief little story of him when he was 12 years of age in the temple.
那虽然这三十年呢，他也是神住在人的中间，但是除了12岁他在圣殿的这件事记载以外呢，其他的就没有记载下来。
Now as a child, he grew naturally.
那作为一个孩子呢，他也是自然成长的。
He had to learn to learn his letters.
他也要学习字母。
He grew normally.
他是自然的慢慢长大的。
But in his spirit, he knew who he was.
但是在灵里，他知道他是谁。
That God was his father.
神就是他的父。
And he was here on earth.Independence upon the Father.
他在这地上呢，要全然倚靠在天上的父。
Now tonight we would like to look, we'd skip over 18 years from the time that he was 12 to the time that he was 30.
那今天晚上呢，我们要跳过18年，直接从他的12岁呢，一直跳到他30岁的时候。
And now his private ministry in his home, in obedience to his parents or to his mother and to Joseph. They're at an end now. He's completed that. And now he's going to come out into the public.
那他前三十年呢只在他家里的这个服侍啊就是这个私下里的服侍他只顺服他的父亲约瑟和母亲玛利亚的这段时间呢过去了他现在要来到这个公众的面前了。
Now, at his birth, heaven gave an announcement by the angels. On the hillside of Bethlehem.
在他出生的时候呢，在伯利城边上的小山上是有天使宣告了他出生的消息。
But now, as a grown man, he is going to go and meet his forerunner.
那现在他已经是一个成人了，他要自己去见在他前面开路的那个人。
John the Baptist.
那就是施洗约翰。
And so, John the Baptist was the one to introduce God's servant to the nation of Israel.
那施洗约翰呢，就是要把神的这位仆人呢，介绍给以色列民的那一位。
He would prepare the way of the Son of God, the nation's Messiah.
他要为神的儿子，就是这个民族的弥赛亚来铺路。
Now,John the Baptist, his ministry had been predicted in Isaiah chapter 40.
那施洗约翰的服事呢，是在以赛亚书的四十章已经预言过的。
And verse 1.
四十章的一节。
700 years before the Lord Jesus set foot on earth, the prophet Isaiah prophesied concerning the Messiah who would come.But there would be one who would go before him, a forerunner, to announce his coming.
那以赛亚这个预言呢，是在主耶稣基督来到这个地球上之前700年，在他不单要弥赛亚要来，而且他预言要有一个人要在他之前来宣告他的到来。
The nation of Israel was under the dominion of a foreign power.
那个时候以色列人呢是在一个外国的这个政权的统治之下的。
Roman rule was like iron.
那罗马的统治呢就像铁拳一样的。
There was a king who wasn't even a Jew on the throne.
那坐在这个王位上的这个王呢甚至都不是一个犹太人。
Many had probably given up hope. There was only a few who still retained the faith.In the coming Messiah.
那很多人呢，都连信心都已经失去了，只有少数的人呢，他们还怀着这样的盼望，期待着他们的弥赛亚。
In the land, there were many who were demon possessed, and there was illnesses, sicknesses. The people lived in sin.
那在这片土地上，在以色列这片土地上呢，到处都是被鬼附的人，到处都是生病的人，很多人都活在罪中。
It was a dark time in Israel's history.
这是在以色列的历史上的一段黑暗的时期。
But Isaiah writes a prophecy, "Comfort ye, yes, comfort my people," he says.
那以赛亚呢，写下这段预言，他说，你们要安慰我的百姓。
Says your God, speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins.
你们的神说，你们要安慰我的百姓，要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话，又向他宣告说，他征战的日子已满了，他的罪孽赦免了，他为自己的一切罪从耶和华手中加倍受罚。
And here was the hope of Israel.Was there to become one coming who would announce the deliverer, the savior, the Messiah?
那这里宣告了一个对以色列人来说的盼望，就是有一个人，他要来喊着宣告这个弥赛亚要来。
The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God."
有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路，在沙漠修平我们神的道。
And when John the Baptist came, he came preaching repentance, and he said he was a voice crying out in the wilderness, and people went out from Jerusalem and Judea and Galilee to be baptized of John in the Jordan River.
那施洗约翰呢？他讲的道呢，就是让人悔改。他说他自己是一个声音，就是一把声音。然后他这个声音呢，是召唤人从犹大地、从约旦河各处到他那里去。他在约旦河给人施洗。
John came to prepare the nation to receive their Messiah, their King.
那施洗约翰呢是在预备这个民族来接受他们的王，他们的弥赛亚。
And he fulfilled that prophecy from Isaiah.
他呢应验了这个以赛亚四十章的这个预言。
And so in Mark chapter 1, if you go there, we see that Mark, at the very beginning of his record,
我们看这个马可福音的一开头就是这样记载的。
It says in verse 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets,Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
我们读马可福音一章的一到三节，神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头，正如先知以赛亚书上记着说，看哪，我要差遣我的使者在你前面预备道路，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。
Now, not only was it a call to national repentance, it was a call to personal repentance.
他这个呼唤呢，就是让人悔改的这个呼唤，不仅是对着全民族的，也是对着每一个人的。
In Luke 13:3, we read the Lord Jesus.
在路加福音的十三章的三节。
I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.
这主耶稣说的，他说我告诉你们，不是的，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
The king was promised to the nation, but individuals had to repent.
那神已经应许给这个国家一个王了，但是每一个人单独的，他都要自己悔改。
And so John the Baptist prepared the nation.And through a call to repent.
施洗约翰呢是通过呼召大家悔改来预备这个民族。
Now repentance is a change of mind, a reversal of thinking.
那悔改呢就是改变你的思想，就是把你的思路转一下。
When people go their own way,They come and encounter God's message, and they turn and accept God's message rather than the following their own hearts.
那这个就是当人在走自己的路的时候呢，他们听到了神的信息，他们就转向神，接受了神的信息，就从自己的原来的路上转回来了。
So John came baptizing, that is, to people that confessed.That they had changed, they were now following God. That was the repentance. So they were baptized. That was an outward confession of that change in their hearts.
那施洗约翰呢，给人施洗，这些接受施洗的人呢，是公开的表明他们已经转向了，他们已经悔改，转向神了，所以他。施洗是一个外在的表现，表现的是它里面的一个改变。
So turn to Matthew chapter 3, please.
我们翻到马太的三章。
Matthew chapter 3, verse 13.
13节。
Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John...tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him.
我们读十三节到第十五节，当下耶稣从加利利来到约旦河，见了约翰，要受他的洗。约翰想要拦住他，说：“我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？”耶稣回答说：“你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。”于是约翰许了他。
Now Jesus had nothing to repent of.
耶稣没有什么需要悔改的。
He was sinless.
他是无罪的。
So why would he be baptized by John?
那他为什么要由施洗约翰给他施洗呢？
Well, as the Lord Jesus said, it's fitting for us.To fulfill all righteousness.
主耶稣自己说，他说我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
As a child, he was circumcised.
当他是孩子的时候呢，他也接受了割礼。
From the time that he could go up to Jerusalem, he went with his parents to the feast.
当他慢慢长大可以去耶路撒冷的时候呢，他也跟他的父母一起去耶路撒冷过节。
His mother gave all the offerings as he was a young boy. He fulfilled all the requirements of the law.
那他的妈妈呢，在他刚出生的时候呢，也为他的出生呢也献上了祭物，所以他的一生呢是满足了所有律法的要求。
His wasn't a baptism of repentance, it was a baptism of identification with his people.
那他的受洗呢不是因为要悔改，他的接受施洗呢是为了和他的民呢保持一致，就是在身份上认同。
He was the only one that needed no repentance.
他是唯一一个不需要悔改的人。
Also, baptism speaks of death.
而且受洗呢代表死亡。
And so his baptism was a foreshadowing of the death that he would have to face at the end of his life.
所以他的受洗呢，也提前的预言了他将来要面临的这个死亡的这个结局。
And so it was a identification with the people. It was a foreshadowing of his ministry.where he would give himself as a sacrifice.
所以呢，他的施洗呢有两重含义，一个呢是他和他的民呢在身份上认同，第二个呢就是预言了他将来他要作为祭物被献上的这样的死亡的服事。
But his baptism was also the anointing for his ministry.
那同时呢，他的受洗呢也是为他的公开的服事呢受膏。
And he'd be revealed.As the Son of God.
他在这个受洗的时候呢，被显明他是神的儿子。
Verse 16 of our.
我们看马太福音的3:16。
Matthew. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold,The heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, This is my well-beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上。从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
So on his baptism,The Spirit of God came down and visibly anointed him for his ministry on earth.
所以他受洗上来的时候，神的灵啊，是人可以看见的形象呢，落在他的身上，膏抹了他。
But notice, it says the Spirit of God descended like a dove, and it alighted on him, it rested upon him, Luke says.
我们看这里说，神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上，落在英文里 rest 这个词就是停留在他的身上。
Now in past ages, men of God were filled or the Spirit of God came upon them, but the Spirit of God never rested upon any man.
那在以前的世代里面，属神的人呢，会有圣灵充满他们，或者有圣灵呢临到他们，但是没有圣灵呢能够住在里面，就是停留在里面。
The Spirit of God is a Holy Spirit.
因为神的灵是圣洁的灵。
And the Holy Spirit could not rest upon any son of Adam since the time that Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden. The Holy Spirit could only come upon men.To accomplish some work for God.
那因为神的灵呢是圣洁的，所以呢，自从亚当犯罪以后呢，亚当的所有的子子孙孙呢，他们因为都是罪人，所以神的灵呢只能临到他们，完成一些神要他完成的事情，但是圣灵不能一直待在他里面。
Turn to John chapter 1:34 for another thought here.
好，我们看一下约翰福音的1:34，我们讲另外一个点。
Verse 32 rather.
我们从32节开始。
And John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit, and I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God.
好，我们读32节到34节。约翰又做见证说：“我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。我先前不认识他，只是那差我来的，差我来用水施洗的对我说：‘你看见圣灵降下来，住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。’
Now down through the ages, holy men like Isaiah and Ezekiel, others.The Spirit of God came upon them, and sometimes the Spirit of God even lifted them up and took them to other places. But the Spirit of God has never remained on any man.
那在过去的旧约的时代呢，像以赛亚、以西结这样属神的人呢，他们圣灵呢是会临到他们，甚至呢圣灵会把他们提走、提取到另外一个地方去，这些都可以实现，但是。从来没有一个人的圣灵是可以住在他身上的。
That's because all mankind have sinned, and the Holy Spirit could not rest upon a sinner.
因为所有的人类都是罪人，都犯了罪，而圣灵呢是不能住在罪人的里面的。
David was a man after God's own heart, and the Spirit of God came upon him at his anointing as king as when he was young.
那大卫呢是神所喜悦的人，当他受膏做王，以色列王的时候呢，圣灵也是临到他。
Well, one time David failed and sinned.
但是呢，有一次，大卫失败了，他犯罪了。
And he confessed it to the Lord and said, Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit from me.
当他跟神认罪悔改的时候，他跟神求说，不要从我收回你的圣灵。
But the Lord Jesus, the Spirit came down and rested on him, remained on him there as a public sign that he was the very Son of God.
但是主耶稣基督不是这样的，当圣灵降在他身上的时候呢，就住在他的身上了，就一直停留在里面了。这作为一个公开的证据啊，或者说公开的征兆证明他就是神的儿子。
Also, what we see here is a Trinity, don't we?
而且我们在这里看到三位一体的神都出现了。
We have the Son in the flesh.
我们看到了道成肉身的圣子。
We have the Father's voice from heaven.
我们听到了天上天父的声音。
We have the Holy Spirit coming down like a dove.
我们也看到圣灵像鸽子一样降下。
And so there you see a picture of the Trinity.
所以我们在这里看到了一个三位一体神的全部的一个完整的画面。
And those of you that have been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
那我们在座的所有受过洗的人，你们都是奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名受洗的、施洗的。
The Father initiates the salvation.
那因为天父呢是启动了这个救恩。
He sends the Son.
他差派了他的儿子。
Who dies for us.
那他的儿子呢为我们而死。
And the Son, he comes in obedience to the Father and lays down his life as a sacrifice.
然后圣子呢他是顺服了神的旨意，他顺服到一个程度，甚至把他的生命都舍了。
But he was raised again by theHe offered himself without spot by the Spirit.
然后他是借着圣灵把他自己无瑕无疵的献上。
And he sent the Holy Spirit once he was glorified in heaven.
然后他得了荣耀以后，回到天上以后呢，他又把圣灵拆下来。
And now that same Holy Spirit indwells every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后现在圣灵呢，就内住在所有基督耶稣的信徒身上了。
So those years of obscurity were over now, and his ministry begins.
那现在过去三十年，他这个隐藏的岁月已经结束了，现在他公开的服事开始了。
And we read that immediately the Spirit drives him into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
然后马上就读到圣灵就催逼他到旷野去接受试探。
This wasn't the devil's idea.
这个不是撒旦的主意。
I think the devil would like to have left him alone.
我觉得撒旦可能宁可让主耶稣自己待着。
It was God's purpose.
这是神的旨意。
Jesus, it says he was driven by the Spirit of God into the wilderness to meet the devil there.
圣经呢是说是圣灵催他到旷野去在那里接受试探的。
He's going to come into conflict with sin and the devil.
他在那旷野呢要去直面罪和撒旦。
Sin by the temptations that the devil is going to put before him.
那就是借着试探呢，罪要摆在耶稣的面前，被撒旦摆在耶稣的面前。
Why would he do that?
为什么他要这样做呢？
Because you and I are in bondage to sin and the devil.
因为你和我都是在这个撒旦的罪的捆绑之下的。
And we need a deliverer that could deliver us from the devil and sin.
我们需要一个救赎主能把我们从罪中救出来。
And so he must demonstrate that he is indeed the sinless one.
他必须显明证明他是那个无罪的那一位。
He shows, he proves that he was the sinless one.
他证明他是无罪的。
Now think of the first Adam. He was in a perfect environment.
我们现在想一想这个首先的亚当啊，他本来住在那个一个完美的环境里面。
And when the devil, tempted him, he chose to disobey God and sin.
当撒旦试探他的时候呢，他选择悖逆神，犯了罪。
He had everything.
他本来什么都有，拥有一切。
A perfect environment. He could eat of all the trees of the garden. He had a perfect environment to live in.
他生活的环境是完美的，他可以吃伊甸园里所有树上的果子。
But the Lord Jesus met the devil in a different circumstance.
但是现在主耶稣基督却是在一个完全不同的情况下来面对撒旦的。
He met him in the harshest of environments, out in the wilderness.
他是在旷野里一个最艰难的环境下来面对撒旦的。
He ate nothing for 40 days.
他已经有40天什么都没有吃了。
He was physically now weakened almost to the point of death.
他现在的肉体已经虚弱到快死了的程度了。
As a man, 40 days is just about the limit that anyone could live without food.
那40天呢，是一个人类不吃不喝能够不吃东西能够还能够活下去的极限了。
So after 40 days, the devil comes.
然后40天以后，这撒旦来了。
And begins to attack him.
然后开始。攻击他了。
And so, before he could present himself as the king and the savior, he had to bind up the one who bound up the human race.
所以当主耶稣基督他要把他自己以王和救主的身份显明出来之前呢，他要去先捆锁那个捆锁了他民的那个人。
Mark 3:27.
马可福音的三章七节。
No one can.
27节。Sorry.
No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house.
没有人能进壮士家里抢夺他的家具，并先捆住那壮士，才可以抢夺他的家。
The Lord Jesus has come to bind up that strong man, Satan.
主耶稣基督来，就是来那个捆锁这个壮士的，这个壮士就是撒旦。
What are the goods in the house of the strong man, Satan?
那这个壮士家说的这个他里的家私啊，他家里的这些家具东西是什么呢？
That was you and I.
就是你和我。
We were bound by Satan's chains. In fear of death, we served him.
我们是被撒旦的锁链所捆锁的。我们因为怕死而做了他的奴仆，服侍他的。
But he meets Satan out in the wilderness in weakness, but strong in the word of God.
但是现在主耶稣基督在旷野以虚弱的身体面对撒旦，但是他却在神的话里刚强。
And there are three temptations.
试探呢有三个。
Matthew again, chapter 4.
我们再回到马太的四章。
We read verse 1, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, If you are the Son of God, command these stones become bread.
我们读一到三节，当时耶稣被旷野，被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。他禁食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。那试探人的近前来，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。”
He says, "If you're the Son of God."
他说：“你若是神的儿子。”
In other words, he's implying that because he is the Son of God, he could create bread out of the stones.
那他的言下之意是说，既然你是神的儿子，你可以创造啊，你可以把石头直接造成饼。
But it wasn't the Lord Jesus's, it wasn't the will of the Father rather for him to feed himself.
但是这不是父神的旨意，就是父神没有让主耶稣基督自己变出饼来喂饱自己。
Man shall live by every word of God, he says.
主耶稣说，人活着是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Rather, verse 4, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
第四节，耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
He was telling the devil that life is more than the flesh.
那他在告诉撒旦，生命比这个肉体重要多了。
He was implying too that the Father knows what he needs, and he would wait upon the Father to meet those very needs.
他实际上是在告诉撒旦，天父知道他所需要的，天父会按照他的时间供应他所需要的。
And so he waited for his Father's time, not to take matters into his own hands.
所以他在等候父神的时间，而不是用他自己的手来造食物喂饱自己。
He was demonstrating to Satan that he would never do anything out of independence, but always in dependence to his father.
他实际上是在向撒旦表明啊，他永远都要依靠父神来生活，而不是独立于父神之外而行事的。
And then, verse 5, we read, Then the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.
我们读第五、第六节，魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者，用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。”
What he was doing there was saying to go up into the top of the temple, and everybody is looking up to you. Then all you do is throw yourself off the temple, and as you come down, the angels.Will bear you up, and then you'll be acclaimed as a great miracle worker.
那撒旦实际上是让主耶稣做什么呢？他就说，你现在就到那个殿顶殿最高的那个顶上，大家呢都可以抬头看到你。这个时候呢，你从上面跳下来，你跳下来降下到地上的时候呢，天使会拖住你，让你安然无恙的落地，那你就可以宣告你是那个行神迹的那一位了。
Now the devil likes to, he can quote scripture, you know.
撒旦是可以引用圣经的，你知道吗？
But often he'll leave things out.
但是他总是会省略一些，
And he left,
故意漏掉一些。
He left something very important out.
那在这里呢，他又漏掉了非常重要的东西。
That's a quotation from Psalm 91.
这段经文呢是在诗篇的91篇。
And verse 11.
十一节。
And 12.
和十二节。
For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. That he misses out that last sign. That last sentence.
You mean which one is it? 因他要为你为你吩咐他的使者在你行的一切道路上保护你。
See, says he misses a line out there. Did you notice that?
大家有没有注意到他这里少掉一些话呀
？The devil says he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up.
撒旦说呢，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你。
But he misses the line there in verse 11, to keep you in all your ways.
但是呢，他漏掉了十一节里说的，在你行的一切道路上保护你。
The promise that God makes there is that if a person is in the will of God, he will give his angels charge over you to bear you up.
那在这里呢，神的意思实际是说呢，当一个人行在神的旨意当中的时候，他在神的旨意当中做的一切事的时候呢，神会吩咐他的使者来保护他的。
So the devil leaves that one line out there.
所以撒旦是故意省掉了这一句话。
And for anyone to tempt God by doing something stupid like jumping off the top of a temple just to gain popularity, that's ridiculous to do.
但是呢，如果一个人呢，他很愚蠢的想从殿顶上跳下来，为的是呢，就是赢得众人的关注的话呢，这是一件非常愚蠢的事情。
That's tempting God.
这个是在试探神。
So the Lord Jesus said to him, in verse 7, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God.
所以主耶稣在第七节回答他说，经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。
In other words, you don't drive down the highway at 100 miles an hour with your hands off the steering wheel saying the angels are going to look after things.
换句话说，你不能在高速公路上开到100英里一小时，然后你的手呢还脱开这个方向盘，然后你说哦，天使会保护我的。
We don't want to tempt the Lord our God.
我们不要试探神。
So again, verse 8, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me.
接着呢就是第八节，魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。
Now God had promised the Lord Jesus that all the kingdoms would be his.
那神呢已经应许给主耶稣了，世上的万国都是他的。
And the devil says, right now, they're mine.
但是撒旦说呢，现在这万国是我的。
And whoever I wish, I give it to.
我把这个万国，我想给谁就给谁。
That's a sad commentary on the world in which we live, is it not?
那这个对我们这个这世界的这样的一个评价啊，对我们来说真的是很悲哀啊。
The Lord Jesus said, the whole world lies in the wicked one.
主耶稣也说，这全世界啊都伏在那恶者的手下。
God is called Satan is called the God of this age.
撒旦也被称为今世的王。
And so the boast of Satan saying all these kingdoms which he showed the Lord Jesus in a vision, all these are mine, and I can dispense with them as I will. Just bow down and worship me.
所以在这里撒旦得意洋洋地跟主说，你看这万国都是我的，我可以把它给别人，你只要俯伏拜我就是你的了。
But it wasn't the Father that was giving him those kingdoms.
但是这里不是父神把这万国给主的。
It wouldn't be until he had accomplished a great work for us dying upon the cross of Calvary and being exalted to God's right hand.That then he steps forward in Revelation chapter 5. There's a scroll which are the title deeds to the whole universe, and they're in the hand of God himself. And it's then when Jesus takes the kingdoms for himself.
那主耶稣基督要什么时候才能从父神的手里接过这个万国的统治权呢？要等到他在十字架上做完了这救赎的大功，升到天上坐在宝座上，然后一直要等到在启示录五章里面讲的有一个小书卷，神拿出一个小拿出一个书卷，然后主耶稣基督他有资格接过这个书卷，这个时并展开，这个时候才是他从父神手里接过这个万国的时候。
And again, that completely dependent man, weakened to the point of death, but strong in the word, says again in verse 10.
再一次啊，这一位完全依靠父神的圣子啊，他在身体极度虚弱，但在神的话语里又非常刚强的耶稣，他在第十节里面说。
Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan! For it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only shall you serve.'"
耶稣说：“撒旦，退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，但要侍奉他。”
The Lord Jesus, as a completely dependent man, will wait for his Father's timing.
所以主耶稣作为一个完全依靠父神的人呢，他要一直等候天父的时间。
So the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him.
于是魔鬼离了耶稣，有天使来伺候他。
So there's the temptation in the wilderness.And then we're going to look at another pivotal point in the life of the Lord Jesus, his transfiguration.
那我们刚才讲的呢是主耶稣基督受试探的经历。那现在呢我们要看到再看一个他的这个高光时刻啊，就是他的这个登山变相的时刻。
Matthew, turn with me to Matthew chapter 17.
那我们翻到马太福音十七章。
We read this account, verses 1 to 8.
我们读一下一到八节。
Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses with Elijah appeared to them,talking with him. And then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him.And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and do not be afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only.
过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头。衣裳洁白如光，忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。彼得对耶稣说：“主啊，我们在这里真好。你若愿意，我就在这里搭3座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。”说话之间，忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，且有声音从云彩里出来说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。”门徒听见，就俯伏在地，极其害怕。耶稣近前来摸他们，说：“起来，不要害怕。”他们举目不见一人，只见耶稣在那里。
Now, this was a spectacular manifestation of his divine glory.
所以这个事情呢，是一个极其壮丽的展现他的荣耀的这样的一个彰显。
And the 3 witnesses were Peter, James, and John.
有三个见证人，就是彼得、雅各和约翰。
Now, why was he transfigured? There must be a reason for that. We'd like to just look at that briefly.
那他为什么要变相呢？一定是有什么原因的。我们来看看，简要的看看他的这个要变相的原因。
There was the temptation in the wilderness. That was a pivotal point, but that was right at the beginning. Now the transfiguration is near the end of his ministry on earth.
我们刚才说的那个试探呢，是在他刚刚开始服事的开端的时候，起点的时候。那现在呢，这个登山变相呢，是快结束他的公开的服事快结束的时候发生的。
The Lord Jesus had presented himself as the Messiah, the coming Messiah, according to the prophetic scriptures. He had come and fulfilled all those scriptures, yet the nation had rejected him.
那在中间这段时间呢，他一再的显明他就是要来的那个弥赛亚，他应验了旧约关于所有弥赛亚的预言，但是他的民还是不相信他，不接受他。
We're going to talk about his miracles a little bit later, but those were all signs of who he was.
我们等一会儿会讲他所行的神迹，那他这些行的这些神迹呢，都是证据，都是征兆啊，证明他是谁。
And those religious authorities, they knew that he was the Son of God, but they were going to kill him.
那些宗教权威们，他们知道主耶稣是神的儿子，但是他们想要杀了他。
He had predicted his death.
他预言了，主耶稣预言了他的死。
And he told his disciples that he's going to go up to Jerusalem, he's going to be rejected by the chief priests and the scribes, and that he's going to be killed, and the third day he's going to rise again.
他曾经告诉过他的门徒，他要上耶路撒冷去要祭司长和这个文士法利赛人要拒绝他，他要他们要杀死他，三天后他还要复活。
And three times he had told his disciples exactly what was going to happen.
他先后三次把将要发生的事情原原本本的告诉了他们。
But this is a disappointment. They couldn't understand this.
但是很令人失望，他的门徒不明白。
Because when he had chosen his disciples, he had been preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
因为当主耶稣拣选门徒的时候，他那时候讲的道是：你们要天国近了，你们要悔改。
He had chosen 12 disciples, given them power to go out and preach the kingdom. Repent.Repentance, because the king was here.
然后主耶稣后来拣选了十二个门徒呢，也差派他们出去讲道，讲的信息也是天国要近了，天国要来了，你们要悔改。
And those disciples, they believed that the king, that he was going to be the king, and that the kingdom was going to come.
所以这些门徒们，他们相信主耶稣基督就是那个王，他的国度马上就要降临了。
When he told them that he was going to have to be rejected and die, they couldn't process that. They couldn't understand that.
所以当主耶稣基督告诉他，他要被人拒绝，要死的时候呢，这些门徒就消化不了这个，他们就不明白。
The Old Testament prophets, though, they had prophesied that.
那但是旧约的预言呢，是预言到这一点。
There'd be the suffering Messiah.Before there would be the glory.
会在受得荣耀之前呢，会有一个先有一个受难的弥赛亚。
And so the disciples, in order to encourage them and to help them overcome their disappointments, he is transfigured before them. He gives them a preview of the coming kingdom.
所以主耶稣为了鼓励他的门徒，为了使他们能够胜过他们的这个失望啊，所以他就登山变相了，是让他们先预先看一看将来那个国度的荣耀。
That kingdom would be delayed, but they saw with their own eyes the power of that kingdom and the king in all his glory.
所以天国的是会晚一些时候再来的，但是在这次的登山变相里面呢，这些门徒他们是亲眼的看到了 这王的荣耀，看到了这个国这个国度将来的样子。
And so that was a means of encouraging his disciples to help them through a difficult time, because now his purpose was no longer to preach the gospel of the kingdom to the nation, but his message would be to preach the message to the individual and to train his own disciples for when he would go.
所以主耶稣基督这次登山变相啊，实际上是用来鼓励他的门徒的一个方法，也是帮助他们能够度过未来的这个困难时期的这样的一个措施。因为从这时候开始呢，主耶稣基督的传讲的道呢，就不再是公开讲这个天国的福音的道了，而转向呢就是个人的教导以及呢培训他的门徒。
So, but other than the resurrection, these two events, his temptation and the transfiguration, they're the two outstanding events in the life of the Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣在旷野受试探呢，和这个他的登山变相呢，是两次非常重要又独特的事件呢。其中呢，都有它的重要的意义。
So what we're going to do is go back a little bit in his life and look a little bit at his miracles.And his teaching.
所以我们现在呢，回去一下，从这个的登山变相之前，我们看看他已经行的神迹以及他所讲授的道理。
So, like Moses and Elijah and Elisha, in the early times of the history of the children of Israel, the Lord Jesus did many, many, even many more miraculous works.
就像以前世代的以利亚和以利沙这样的先知啊一样，主耶稣基督跟他们一样也行了很多的神迹，而且比他们行的更多更大。
And for his disciples and for the nation, they were proof that he was working in the Father's will.
所以他向他的门徒也向整个以色列民族来证明啊，他是行在父神的旨意中的。
John 14 and verse 11.
我们看约翰福音的十四章十一节。
Here he encourages his disciples on the eve of his death.
他是在他要上十字架死的前夜啊，来鼓励他的门徒。
And he's encouraging them because he's going away, but he says, "Look back on the things that I did when I was here."
那他是说，我是要走了，但是你们要回头看一下我在地上的时候我做的这些事情。
He says, I'm going to go away, but I will come again, and I'll be in the Father.
他说我是要走了，但是我还会再来的，我一直都在父里面。
And verse 11 says, Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves.
你们当信我，我在父里面，父在我里面。即或不信，也当因我所做的事信我。
Now they had seen with their own eyes so many different miracles.
那这些门徒呢？他们是亲眼见到了主耶稣做的各种各样的神迹。
There, a miracle is something that is beyond natural laws.
那这些神迹呢是超越了这个自然规律的。
They cannot be explained by physics.
是用物理没法解释的。
God who made the physical laws, he can also suspend those laws.
那这个物质世界的律呢是神造的，所以呢他也可以改变或者说停止这个物质世界的律。
And in the Gospel of John,There are seven particular signs that are given. There are miracles that were signs to the nation.
在约翰福音里面啊，特别的记载了七个神迹，是给以色列这个民族看的七个神迹。
Now Nicodemus was a religious man.
尼哥底母呢，他是一个宗教人士。
And he saw or heard at least.These signs.
那他是看见了，或者至少呢，他听说过这些神迹。
When we read in verse chapter 3,
我们看约翰福音的三章
and verse 1,
第一节。
This man, Nicodemus, he's a teacher of the law.
那这个尼格迪叫尼格迪姆这个人呢，他是教律法的教师。
Highly educated.
他受过高等的教育。
A man of experience.
而且是有丰富经验的一个人。
And he was one of the rulers of Israel.
他也是以色列民的官。
Now, it seems like he's speaking for the rulers, the elders, and the scribes and the teachers of Israel, speaking for them. He says this.
那他好像是在在这里，他是在代表这些官长，代表这些长老，代表这些圣经教师在说话。
Verse 1, he says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi or teacher, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底姆，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣说，拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
There's two things here. First of all, he recognized these miracles were signs.
那这里讲他讲了两件事。那第一个呢，他认出来这些神迹啊是一个记号。
These signs were a proof that God was working.
这些神迹呢，证明是神在行事。
And it wasn't man. No one can do those things, he said, unless God is with him.
这不是出于人的，因为他说若没有神同在，无人能行这些神迹。
And secondly.He says, we know, we have talked about it in the council, we have discussed this, and the consensus is that we know that you are a man come from God.
然后第二点呢，他表达的意思就是，他们知道，也就是说呢，整个这些官长啊，长老们，他们开会讨论过这个事，他们得出了一致的结论，是认同是他是从神那里，耶稣是从神那里来的。
Now later,That same council would be the one that want to put him to death because they did not want to give up their place and their power.
但同样还是这群人，还是同样这样的公会呢？后面呢，却要定耶稣的死罪，因为他们不愿意放弃他们的地位和他们的权势。
Now these miracles that he performed, they were.Outstanding miracles, and they were witnessed in the daytime by many people.
那这些神迹奇事啊，都是特别出色的，特别精彩的神迹奇事，而且是在光天化日之下，在公众面前所行的。
He didn't specialize in any particular miracle. The miracles were all kinds of miracles.
而且他不是只行某一种特别的神迹，他行了各种各样的神迹。
When he healed a sick person or a paralyzed person or a leper or whatever, they were healed instantaneously.
那当他医治病人的时候，不管是大麻风啊，还是瘫痪的呀，还是其他的病啊，总是立刻马上就治好了。
It wasn't gradual.
而不是渐渐好转的。
A man with a withered arm, the Lord said, stretch it out, and immediately his arm became normal, like the other one.
那有一个手枯干的人呢，主耶稣跟他说，伸出你的手来，他一伸出手来，立马就好了，完全恢复正常。
And his miracles didn't just make people feel a little bit better, they were healed completely.
而且他这医治的这个神迹啊，不是让人只是觉得好受一点而已，而是完全的治好了。
There was the lame, the blind, the paralyzed, crippled, lepers. He demonstrated also power over nature.
所以他医治的人包括这些瘸腿的、瞎眼的、瘫痪的、得大麻风的、各种疾病的人。
He could walk on the waves.
然后他还能够胜过自然呢，他可以在风浪上走行走。
That scene always impresses me of him coming in the middle of the night, walking on the waves.
那这个场景啊，一直在我头脑里留下了很深刻的印象，就是他在晚上的时候，踏着风浪前来啊，踏着浪而来。
They were big waves.
那个浪可是很大的浪。
The wind had been blowing hard, and the disciples had been rowing 3 or 4 hours unsuccessfully against that wind.
因为那天晚上的风啊非常的大，浪也非常的大，他的门徒啊在摇橹摇了3-4个小时都没有摇多远。
Now can you imagine the state of the sea?
你能想象那个这个加利海当时的状况吗？
The waves.
这个波涛汹涌啊。
And walking on those waves, you couldn't keep your footing, right?
你走在这样的路，这个风浪上，你都不知道在哪落脚。
But he was walking on those waves, unperturbed by their thrusting up and rocking back and forth.
但是呢，主耶稣却可以在这个风浪中啊，如履平地一般行走，不会被这个风浪颠的就是歪歪扭扭的。
No wonder they were afraid and said, "It's a ghost. It's a spirit."
难怪他的门徒看见了会害怕，哦，这是鬼。
And then, over nature, he could hush the storm. He said, "Peace, be still." And suddenly, there was a great calm.
而且他可以命令自然界，他可以对风浪说，住了吧。静了吧，那风浪马上就安静了。
He created materials in the very sight of his disciples and 5,000 people.
而且他可以创造出物质，他在门徒的眼前呢，让他们眼看见他喂饱了5000个人。
He took a boy's lunch, 5 loaves, 2 fishes, and when he broke the bread, there was more bread.He could keep breaking it. He put it in baskets and gave them to his disciples who distributed among the people. But he created that bread from his hands.
那他就用了一个小男孩的午餐呢，就5个饼，2条鱼。他把这个饼掰开，但这个饼呢却越掰越多。他掰开了以后呢，放在篮子里，然后他那手里还有不断出来的饼，不断的掰开，然后就传给众人，就都吃饱。
Evil spirits, he commanded them, and they had to depart out of those that were possessed.
对于那些恶鬼呢，主耶稣命令他们这些恶鬼呢就离开了他们所附的人了。
He spoiled it at least 3 funerals.
然后他呢破坏了至少3场。
2 funerals.
2场葬礼。
He raised the dead.
他使死人复活了。
Lazarus, his friend, was dead for 4 days in that country.
那他的朋友拉萨路啊，已经死了4天了。
And he couldn't be resuscitated. He was already, his body was beginning to decay.
因为不可能有人怀疑他没有死，因为他的尸体都已经开始腐烂了。
And the Lord reconstituted his decaying body and placed his spirit back into his body, and Lazarus came out of the tomb alive.
主耶稣呢就把他这个已经腐坏的身体呢修复如新，然后又让他的灵魂呢回到他的肉体里，然后拉撒路就从坟墓里出来了。
Now Lazarus, he would have to die again.
那拉撒路虽然这次活了，但是还会再死的。
He didn't give Lazarus eternal life then.
那个时候主耶稣还没有给拉撒路永生。
He would have to wait. He would have to wait until the final the first resurrection, the great resurrection.
因为拉撒路还必须要等到第一次复活的时候才能得到永生。
Now the wonderful thing about the Lord Jesus is that he can impart eternal life.Into anyone who trusts him as their savior, he will make you born again so that you have not only life, but eternal life.
那主耶稣基督能做的一件最奇妙的事情呢，就是他可以把永生赐给任何一个接受他做救主的人，他可以把永生给你，让你 拥有这个永远的这个生命。
So,
让你重生并且永远活着。
So those signs of the Messiah, they were predicted in the Old Testament.
所以他行的这些事啊，都是弥赛亚的证据，都是在旧约里已经预言过的。
The blind would see, and the deaf would hear, and the lame would leap for joy.
那就是预言过瞎子得看见，聋子能听见，瘸子能够行走。
It was all prophesied years before by the prophets.
那都是在若干很多年前已经被先知所预言过的。
So those signs were a fulfillment of prophecy. They were also signs that he was the Messiah at the moment.
所以这些神迹奇事、啊、既应验了旧约的预言呢，也证明他就是那位要来的弥赛亚。
And they would reveal him as God himself.
而且也显明启示人们他就是神自己。
And there was one more thing, great miracle.
还有一件伟大的神迹。
The most wonderful miracle of all.
是所有神迹里最伟大的神迹。
Turn with me to Mark chapter 2.
翻到马可的二章。
Mark chapter 2. And verse 9.
第九节。
There was a paralytic, a man, and he couldn't move.
在这里有一个瘫子啊，他完全不能移动。
But four of his friends brought him to Jesus.
但是他的四个朋友啊，把他带到耶稣的面前来。
This man could do nothing for himself.
这个人呢，不能为他自己做任何的事情。
Helpless.
他是完全无助的。
Jesus, in verse 5, Jesus saw the faith of those men. He said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven you.
二章五节，耶稣见他们的信心，就对瘫子说，小子，你的罪赦了。
Now, he's still lying on the pallet.
那个时候那个瘫子啊，还是躺在那个褥子上。
His friends came to see if Jesus would heal him.
他的朋友把他带来是来看耶稣能不能治好他的。
But something more important than his physical disability was his sinful nature that was doomed to destruction.
但是有比他这个身体的残疾啊，更重要的事情呢，就是他的这个罪恶的本性啊，会带领他走向灭亡的。
Well, why did Jesus say your sins are forgiven you without healing him?
为什么耶稣还没有医治他就说你的罪赦了呢？
So we have this man lying there, and his sins are forgiven.
所以我们看到这个人虽然现在还瘫痪躺在那里，但他的罪已经赦了。
But there were some scribes there. These were the lawyers.
但那个时候当场呢，有一些律法师，有一些对教师文士坐在那里。
And they were looking for ways to trick and trap the Lord Jesus.
他们总是在那里等着，想要找到耶稣的茬。
These were the highly educated Pharisees.
那他们可是受过高等教育的法利赛人。
And so what they say, some of the scribes, verse 6, were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone?
第六、第七节，有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说，这个人为什么这样说呢？他说健忘的话了，除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？
They were both right and wrong.
他们说的又对呢，又不对。
They were wrong in the sense that he wasn't speaking blasphemy.
他错在哪？他们的错在主耶稣这样说并不是健忘。
And they were right in saying that only God could forgive sins.
他们说对的一点呢，就是除了神以外，没有人能够赦罪。
And he was going to prove in a moment to them that he was God.
那主耶稣等一会儿就要证明他就是神了。
But he understood. It says in verse 8, immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, why do you reason about these things in your hearts?
第八节，耶稣心里知道他们心里心中知道他们心里这样议论，就说：“你们心里为什么这样议论呢？”
Here's another proof that he was God. He knew what they were thinking.
所以这里呢又给了我们一个证据啊，就证明他是神，因为他能够知道人心中所想。
But he wanted to demonstrate to them that he was the Son of God.
但是他想要向他们显明他就是神。
So he says to them, verse 9, which is easier to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk, but that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive his sins, he said to the paralytic,I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw anything like this.
我们从第九节读，或对瘫子说，你的罪赦了，或说起来，拿你的褥子行走，哪一样容易呢？但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。就对瘫子说，我吩咐你起来，拿你的褥子回家去吧。那人就起来，立刻拿着褥子，当众人面前出去了，以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神，说，我们从来没有见过这样的事。
What a powerful demonstration of deity.
这是多么有力的证明耶稣的神性的一个证据。
That man went away doubly blessed.
所以这个人呢，是带了双重的祝福走的。
Not only...Were his sins forgiven, but he was completely healed from his paralysis.
他不仅罪得了赦免，而且他的这个瘫痪也完全治好了。
And that shut those scribes up.
这也封了这些文士的嘴。
The Lord's question was an amusing one to me.
所以主耶稣这个问题也问得很有意思。
Which is easier to say?Your sins are forgiven, or to arise, take up your bed and walk.
他说对瘫子说你的罪赦了，或说起来拿你的褥子行走，哪一样容易呢？
Oh, it's easy to say your sins are forgiven.
说你的罪赦了很容易。
That man, anybody could say that.
每个人都能说这句话。
But only God can forgive sins. So he demonstrated, arise, take up your bed and walk. And the man stands up.Who was paralyzed, brought by four men into their midst a moment before. Then he stands with strength, carries his bed, and goes out. And what could they say?
但是只有神才能够真正的赦罪。为了证明耶稣真的赦了这个人的罪呢，他就让这个人起来行走了。要记得这个人刚来的时候可是一点力气都没有，是他的四个朋友抬着他的。但他现在不单自己起来了，而且自己用自己的力气拿着这个褥子就走了。
It says they were all amazed and glorified God. I wonder were the scribes amazed and did they give glory to God?
所以这些文士看到这样的场景，他们还能说什么话呢？所以这里说众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神。但是我很怀疑这些众人里包括这些文士呢，他们虽然惊奇了，但他们会归荣耀与神吗？
With a demonstration of power like that, if they didn't glorify God, they were absolute fools.
如果在这样的有力的证据下，他们还不归荣耀与神的话，那他们就是一个傻瓜了。
And the psalmist said, "A fool has said in his heart, 'There's no God.'"
就像诗篇里有一句话说，他说，愚蠢人心里说没有神。
And so, The Lord Jesus, he didn't perform these miracles to draw crowds or to impress anyone.
主耶稣行这些神迹啊，他不是为了吸引众人的，也不是为了使人留下什么深刻印象。
He often told people that he cured not to tell anybody.
他经常告诉那些他治好的人呢，不要去告诉别人。
His purpose was to give signs, yes, but also because he was God's son, and God is compassionate and has compassion on the human condition.
那他行这些神迹啊，固然有给大家证据、给大家记号这样的原因，同时呢，因为他是神的儿子，神是有怜悯、有慈爱的神，所以他也是怜悯这些受苦的人，要医治他们。
God is grieved at the suffering of mankind.
对于人所受的苦难啊，神心里是忧伤的。
And so That's many times. The Lord Jesus could never be, could bypass someone who was suffering without helping that person in some way.
所以有多少次啊，主耶稣看到有人在受苦，他不能就这样枉然不顾的就走过去，他一定忍不住要帮助他。
So he continually displayed God's love and care and compassion.
所以他一直都在显明神的看顾，神的慈爱和怜悯。
Now, his teaching method, a little bit, a few words on that.
好，我们现在简短的讲一下他这个教导的方法。
He most often taught the multitudes.By parables.
他常常呢在教导众人的时候呢是用比喻。
These are little stories about men or natural things, trees or bushes or seeds or birds or whatever.
他经常用的是一些很小的故事啊，都讲的一些日常的自然界的事情，比如说种子啊、鸟啊、树啊等等。
So these stories would natural stories would parallel a spiritual meaning. That's a parable.
所以这些故事呢，虽然讲的是自然界的一些事情，但是呢，它却平行的引导人们教导人们这个属灵的事情，所以它是平行的，所以叫比喻。
Now, to understand the parables, his disciples would come to him afterwards, and he'd explain them to him.
为了要明白这些比喻呢，他讲完以后，他的门徒会悄悄的到他那里去问他，然后这个时候主耶稣会给他们解释这个比喻的意思。
And he spoke in parables so that people that were not really interested, they wouldn't understand. But anyone that was interested could come to him and he would explain those parables.
之所以用比喻来讲呢，是因为他对公众讲完比喻以后呢，那些不感兴趣的人呢，他们就走了。但是呢，感兴趣的人呢，他们就会再来找主，主呢就会给他们单独解释。
Now, his famous Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, it has no equal anywhere.
那著名的登山宝训啊，就是马太福音的五章、六章、七章这三章的内容啊，是没有人曾经讲过像他这样伟大的教训。
As people listened to him, spellbound by discourse there.
那凡是听的人呢，都被他的这个讲论所震惊了。
In Matthew chapter 7 and verse, the last two verses of that chapter.
我们看这个马太福音七章的最后两节。
And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings, that is the Sermon on the Mount, he'd finished it, that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes.
耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
The authority that he had came from the Father, he said.
主耶稣自己说过，他的权柄是从父神那里来的。
In John chapter 7,
约翰福音的七章
and verse 16,
十六节。
Jesus answered them and said, My doctrine or my teaching is not mine.But his who sent me. If anyone wills to do or is willing to do his will, he will know concerning the doctrine or the teaching, whether it's from God or whether I speak on my own authority.
耶稣说，我的教训不是我自己的，乃是那差我来者的。人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。
He, another place he said, what I hear the Father speaking, that's what I speak.
还有一个地方他说，我从父那里听到什么，我就说什么。
See, he came, yes, he was the Son of God, but he was the perfect obedient man.
当然，他是以神的儿子身份来的，但同时呢，他也是一个完全顺服的人。
He did not have words of his own.
他从来不说自己想说的话。
They're the words of his Father in heaven.
他总是说天上的父的话。
And that's why they had such powerful impact upon the hearers.
所以这就是为什么他说的话总是对听众来说产生很大的影响。
And also, John's gospel is a little different.
但约翰福音呢有一点不同。
You don't find the parables in John's gospel.
你在约翰福音里呢是找不到比喻的。
Instead, you have these discourses, the Lord teaching in the temple and at other places.
那相反的，你会在约翰福音里呢找到主长篇的这种讲论，比如说在圣殿里的讲论等等。
And John's gospel is peculiar in that these discourses are chosen by John as specific seven different signs that he gives in the gospel of John.
那约翰呢是在约翰福音里是特别的挑选了这样的长篇的讲论呢，是刚好是配合他的那个七个神迹的。
These are the seven I am statements in the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音里呢，有七个我是的这样的教训。
And we'll look at those just very briefly as we close.
好，我们结束之前呢，我们简短的一个一个的看一下这七个我是。
The first is John chapter 6. And verse 35.
第一个呢就是约翰福音六章三十五节。
He says, I am the bread of life.
他说我就是生命的粮。
Now food is necessary for the physical body.
那食物呢对我们这个肉体的生命来说是极其重要的。
But he is the bread for eternal life to feed us.
那他呢是喂养我们永生那个生命的粮。
And he was the bread of life that came down from heaven to give his life for us.
他是从天上降下来的粮赐给我们的。
That speaks of his incarnation, his birth.
这讲的呢就是他的这个道成肉身的这个出生的过程。
And then we read in chapter 8 and verse 12, if you're taking notes.
下一个呢是八章十二节，约翰福音八章十二节，大家可以记一下笔记。
He reveals himself as the I am the light of the world.
他启示自己说我是世界的光。
John in the first chapter says that was the true light that enlightens every man coming into the world.
那在约翰福音的一章里面呢，施洗约翰说。那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
Light convicts and it exposes the darkness.
所以光呢是把是定黑暗的罪的，而且是把黑暗显明出来的。
As the sun gives natural life, so the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, gives eternal life.
就像普通的这个太阳光啊，是给我们这个自然界的生命一样，那这个主耶稣他是世界的光啊，是给我们永远的生命的。
And this I am statement, speaks of his ministry upon the earth.
那这个关于他是世界的光的这个宣告呢，是讲到的是关于他在地上的服事。
While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world.
他说，当我在世上的时候，我是世界的光。
And then in John chapter 10 and verse 9, we have the third I am.
在约翰福音十章的九节里面，我们有第三个我是。
It shows the way, the entrance into the kingdom.
那他呢，这里面讲的是他是进入天国那个门。
He says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved.
他第九节说，我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救。
That salvation.There's only one way, God's way, for salvation.
那救恩呢，只有一条道路，就是按神的道路，神的方式。
And Jesus is the door.
耶稣就是那个门。
The only way into God's presence.
只有一条路能够到神的面前，就是耶稣。
Then in John chapter 10 and verse 11.
然后约翰福音的十章的十一节。
We have the fourth I am.
这是第四个我是。
He says, I am the good shepherd.
他说我是好牧人。
This speaks of his death.
这讲的是他的死。
He says, that he gave the good shepherd would lay down his sheep, would lay down his life for the sheep.
因为他接着说，好牧人为羊舍命。
And not only does he lay down his life, he gives eternal life.
他不仅为羊为我们舍了命，而且他赐给了我们永生。
And that eternal life is a secure life.
而且这个永生呢，是确保确保有确据的生命。
And then the fifth I am.John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26.
然后第五个我是呢是十一章的二十五二十六节。
He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死，你信这话吗？
That speaks of his resurrection too.
这里讲的是他的复活。
He rose from the dead. If he rose from the dead, that means that if I believe in him, I will rise from the dead.
那他复活了，这就意味着如果我相信他的话呢，我以后也会复活。
And he says, I'm the life, the resurrection and the life. There's the glorification. He was glorified to give us life.
所以他说复活在我，生命也在我。这里面讲到了得荣耀，他得了荣耀以后呢，也会把荣耀给我们。
And number six.
那第六个我是。
John 14, verse 6.
第六节，十四章第六节。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.No one comes unto the Father but by me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
That's the ascension, the way to the Father.
这个是唯一真正的到父那里去的道路。
I'm the way, he says, I've gone to prepare a place for you.
他说我是道路，而且我去呢，是为你们预备地方。
And I'm going to come again and receive you to myself.
而且我还会再来把你们接到我那里去。
That where I am, there you might be also.
我在哪里，你们也会在那里。
But I am the way and the truth, and I'm the life.
但是我是那条道路、真理和生命。
And lastly, we have number seven, John chapter 15, verse 1.
那最后一个我是呢，就是约翰福音十五章的一节。
I am the true vine.
我是真葡萄树。
That speaks of fruitfulness.
这里讲的是结果子。
And that life that was in the vine, and we who believe are the branches, that life began at Pentecost when the Spirit came down and baptized that company of believers.Into one body.
那他是真葡萄树，我们这些凡是相信他的人呢，就是那个葡萄树上的枝子，是圣灵在五旬节降下的圣灵呢，使我们成为主耶稣的身体，使我们这些枝子呢接在了他的这个葡萄树上，就能结果子。
He's the source of all life.
他是一切生命的源头。
Life and fruitfulness is to abide in that vine.
我们要有生命，并且能够结果子呢，就必须要连在这个真葡萄树上。
So those seven great I ams, they picture the discourses in the Gospel of John where he preaches. He taught them, and no one spoke like this man. A group of soldiers were sent to take Jesus. They made the mistake of stopping and listening to him.
这七个我是啊，就是一个很好的一个正例子啊，就是代表了在约翰福音里面主耶稣基督的这些长篇的这个讲论。从来没有人像他这样讲话。还记得兵丁去抓他的时候啊，他们犯了一个错误，因为他们不但没有抓主耶稣，而且一直停下来在那里听他讲话。
These must have been honest men because they stopped and they listened.And when they heard him, they said, "No man has ever spoken like this man spoke."
那这些人呢，一定是很诚实的人，因为他们听到了以后就停下来，而且听完了以后呢，说没有人像他这样我们从来没有听过谁像他这样讲话的。
Has he spoken to you?
那主耶稣有没有对你讲过话呢？
Have you heard his voice? Is the question.
问题是你有没有听过他的声音呢？
Mr. Summers, would you just close us in prayer, please?
我们请 Harold 长老给我们做个祷告。哎，大家稍微等一会儿，等一会儿有个通知啊。
Lord, we're just a little bit overwhelmed.
主啊，我们今天这所听到的信息啊，让我们真的有点觉得有点太多。
You heard about the story of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, and it's an absolutely amazing story.
今天我们听到了很多主耶稣基督的故事，都是非常奇妙的故事。
There never was another man like this.
没有任何一个人像他这样。
No one else could say, "I am the light of the world."
没有任何一个人说我是这世界的光。
No one else could say.That he could forgive sins.
没有其他人说我能够赦免罪。
And then heal a lame man to prove it.
而且他也能证明了这一切。
Who could say, I am the bread of life?
那谁能说自己是生命的粮呢？
Lord, we come tonight and we say, if he's the bread of life, I guess I'd better start eating.
那我们今天晚上来到这里说主说他自己是生命的粮，那我最好现在就开始吃。那如果他说我是道路真理生命，那我最好现在就开始听他，我最好现在就开始跟随他。
Lord, deliver us, we pray, from taking what we've heard tonight and saying their interesting words.
主啊，千万不要让我们今天晚上听完了就说哦，这些东西挺有趣的呀。
Lord Jesus said on one occasion that the words that he spoke to them were spirit and they were life.
主耶稣曾经说过，他的话就是灵，就是生命。
So Lord, we pray that each of us will have the wisdom to say it's all true.
主啊，我们的祷告是盼望每一个人都有这样的智慧，说哦，这些一切的话都是真的。
By the grace of God.I'm going to let the Lord Jesus Christ save me, give me life, take me to heaven, give me joy and peace forever.
那我要因着神的恩典呢，祈求主耶稣基督救我，带我到天堂去，给我生命，给我平安和喜乐。
But it's true, we're overwhelmed by the story, but at the same time, we're humble enough to say, thank you, Lord, it's true, thank you for dying on the cross.
主，我们今天的信息的确很多，但同时我们也要谦卑自己，说主啊，感谢你死在十字架上为了我的罪。
So for our privilege of being together this evening, for those on Zoom, for those in this auditorium, for the youth downstairs, Lord, we pray a blessing on each of us.
主啊，今天是我们特别有幸能够来这里学习，也求您祝福我们在教会现场的人，在 Zoom 上的人，还有在地下室的年轻人和孩子们。
We give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is Long supposed to come and is it an announcement?
Yeah. Let's share the screen first.
Okay.
有一个通知啊，我先给大家分享一下屏幕。就是明后和大后天。